friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. The new hymn we're going to be learning is called Amazing Grace. This is probably one of the most popular hymns I think I have ever heard. John Newton was the writer of Amazing Grace. He was raised by his mother because his father was a ship captain and was gone for much of the year. His mother would teach him scripture and how to pray, and it was her goal and her desire that he would become a preacher. Well, unfortunately, she died when he was about 7 years old. And after 4 years, he went and lived with his father on the ship. Many people know that life as a sailor on a ship is not very conducive to Christianity. It's not a place where Christians thrive. The same was with John. The more time he spent around all these evil influences, the more he became a careless and godless sailor. But he ended up being the captain of a slave ship. There was a very sad thing that was happening during that time, and that was that people would go to Africa and capture the Africans and force them to go on a slave ship across the ocean and become slaves in the New World. It's a very dark time and a very terrible time, and not something that God was happy with at all. On one of his voyages, it was a terrible storm, and during that storm, he realized that he was probably going to die, and he called on the name of the Lord. He remembered what his mother had taught him, and he called out to Jesus, and you know what? From that point on, he lived his life in a different way. He lived his life for Jesus. John Newton ended up becoming a mighty man of God, all because he came in touch with his Savior and realized what a sinful man he was, but what a great Savior we have in Jesus. Let's learn this song together.
Amazing grace has reached the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Let's open with prayer, asking Jesus to be with us. Dear Lord, we need your Spirit today as we open the Bible and as we learn more about you. Come into our hearts. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad that you joined me again today. We are starting a whole new lesson, and it's going to continue for the next 6 days, so you're going to not want to miss it, and you're going to want to come back and join me every single day. What we're learning about this week are some stories that Jesus told that helps us to understand the different types of people who are lost, who do not love Jesus, who do not follow Jesus, and do things that end up hurting themselves and hurting others. But did you know that even though these people may not love Jesus, that he still loves them? And we are going to find out about that this week. Well, Jesus did many things that the scribes and Pharisees just could not understand. It didn't make any sense to them. They wouldn't spend time with people that they thought of who were sinners. In fact, we can find that in Luke chapter 15. We are going to read in the Bible from Luke chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. So I know we're getting started looking up a Bible verse early today, but we are going to pull out our Bibles and open them up to the book of Luke. Do you know how to find the book of Luke? I can help you. Don't worry. You're going to look in Luke. That is in the New Testament. The Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Each of these parts are divided up into books. The book of Luke is in the New Testament. In fact, if you find the New Testament, it starts with Matthew, and then it goes to Mark, and then Luke. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. We're going to go to Luke chapter 15. The chapters are all those big numbers. 1, 2, 3, skip through the pages, find the big number that says 15. And then we're going to look at verse 1 and 2. That's right there at the beginning. If you find 15, you found verse 1. Luke chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. What does it say?
Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them."
So who drew near to Jesus? Who was it? What did verse 1 say? All the tax collectors and the sinners. You're right. The tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him. In other words, they got close to him. And then what was the scribes and Pharisees' response or reaction to all these tax collectors and sinners being near Jesus? What did they think about it? Oh, they complained. The Bible uses the word complained. When you complain, is that a good thing or a bad thing? It's a bad thing. I'm tired. It's hot. I can't do that. Those are all complaints. So imagine, that's what the Pharisees and the scribes, that's how they're acting. They're saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." That was a big deal for the scribes and the Pharisees. Why, they wonder, did Jesus talk to sinners? You know, there's a book called Christ Object Lessons, and it had this statement that I found was very, very interesting. Why was it that one who claimed so lofty a character did not mingle with them and follow their methods of teaching? This was the scribes and the Pharisees' opinion, that here was Jesus who claimed that he was God. He had a lofty character, that means very high, high character. And yet, why did he not hang out with them and do what they did and use their way of teaching? Do you know the answer? Why didn't he do that? Because the way that the scribes and the Pharisees thought and taught were not right. It was not God's way. And God sent Jesus to help teach everyone what God's way was. So that is why Jesus would eat with the sinners. That is why Jesus would help those who the scribes and Pharisees thought were not worthy. That is why Jesus loved them. Now, the scribes and Pharisees thought that Jesus was just overlooking the faults of these sinners, and that he would mingle with them and spend time with them, but that he would just be like, "Oh, that's okay." That is not it at all. Jesus does not excuse our sins. Jesus loves us, though, even though we sin. And he helps us to overcome. We can only overcome through Jesus. Well, as usual, Jesus knew what they were thinking, and he wished that they could somehow understand how important each person is to God, no matter who they are, sinner or non-sinner. Every person is important to God. He also wished that they could see their need of his help. They didn't know that because they were so proud, guess what? They were even worse sinners than the people who Jesus spent so much time with. Whoa. Here they thought that they were the perfect ones, and yet they needed more help than the sinners around them. A parable is a story that has a special meaning, and Jesus loved to tell parables. Well, the story last week, do you remember what it was about? About a special dinner. That was a parable, and it showed that God loves people who know that they are sinners. It also shows that people who think they're not sinners are like those people who made the excuses. They said, oh, we're too busy. That's just like people who think that they're better than anybody else and that they're not sinners. Well, those people are not going to be in God's kingdom. Some of the proud people who listened to that story that day, guess what? They became humbled and they believed in Jesus. But you know what? Most of them didn't. Did Jesus still love them though? Of course he did. So he told another story, and this time it was about an animal. Now, I'm going to play a little guessing game with you. I'm going to give you some clues, and you tell me what animal Jesus told his next parable about. Are you ready? This animal has four legs. All right? It has four legs. This animal has a thick, woolly coat. I bet you guessed it, didn't you? A sheep. You're right. Have you ever seen a sheep? Have you ever been able to pet a sheep? Some of the people listening to Jesus, they were shepherds, and they owned many sheep. The story that Jesus told was about a shepherd and about a lost sheep. Do you think that this story, when he started it, that they might have kind of perked up their ears like, hey, it's about sheep. We know about sheep. I know they did. In fact, as Jesus is telling different parables and talks about the sheep, I imagine that if they were outside, they could look out across the fields and they could see flocks and herds of sheep with a shepherd protecting them. It reminds me of the sheep that I see all around me. Now, many of you probably don't know, but I live out on the Navajo Indian Reservation, and we live in a corner of Arizona. And on the Navajo Indian Reservation, many of the Navajos still herd sheep. In fact, sheep are very valuable. In U.S. dollars, each sheep is worth about $200. So if you have five sheep, that's like $1,000 right there. Well, the Navajo have been shepherds for a long time, and they take very good care of their sheep. They have sheepdogs, and they have a shepherd, and that shepherd takes care of the sheep. Well, often, probably about 50 years ago, their children did not go to school. They would herd sheep every day. And so they would give them a piece of fry bread, which is dough that is made into kind of like a tortilla shape and then fried in hot oil. They would give them fry bread wrapped up in a piece of paper, and they would send them out the door, and those children from about the age of 7 on up, they would go out to the sheepfold, open the sheepfold gate, take the sheep out of the pasture and out to graze. Now, the Navajo Indian Reservation is on desert, so it's not like there's all these green fields. So the sheep really have to travel and to walk quite a ways to find enough food to sustain them. So the child would herd the sheep along with the dogs up these canyons, and they would be out all day long with the sheep. And if there were some monsoons with flash flooding, they would have to make sure that the sheep were up against the canyon wall where the water wouldn't wash them away. Because as soon as those sheep got in water, their wool is so thick and so shaggy and heavy that they would drown, because the water, the wool would suck up the water and the sheep would not be able to swim or to float. It would sink and die. Then they had predators like coyotes or other animals. They have bears even around here too, that could come and snatch the sheep. Or the sheep might wander away and get lost, or it might fall down a cliff or break its leg or get stuck in some bushes. So the Navajo children would really know and understand this story that Jesus told, because they lived with it every day. And even today, this is considered modern times, they still have shepherds. The children are in school, but now the shepherds are the elderly, the grandmothers, who still have their flock of sheep. Well, just like the Navajo, who take care of their sheep, so the people in Jesus' day would have perked up their ears as he started this story about the lost lamb. We're going to study the little lost lamb next time. So I want you to come back so that we can hear about it and learn more about it. I'm so glad that Jesus gives us stories in His Word, the Bible, so that we can learn and understand how He feels and that we can become more like Him, aren't you? Well, next time, we're going to learn about the lost sheep. So I want you to come back and join me for the next story, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, help us to understand Your teachings. Help us to have Your eyes to see sinners who are in need, to understand them and to help them. We want to be like You, Jesus. Go with us today. In Your name, amen. Before we go today, we have a new memory verse, and we're going to do a new memory verse song. Do you know what our memory verse is? Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Well, it's always easier to memorize when you have a song or a tune to remember the words by. This memory verse has been put to song, so it'll be easier for us to learn. Are you ready to learn it? Let's go listen.
There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.